This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Megan Barth is usually here in studio live, but I didn't get to have her in studio live today, so we got her on the air. We'll take her any way we can get, Megan, because she's an astute observer and opinionator and commentator. I don't think opinionator is a word, but it's close enough. She's got great opinions, and we love having her on. And I also want to mention that the sponsor of the show, by the way, is Tangible Investments. We bring this show to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, the low-tax capital of America, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and also the flagship station of USA Radio, Big D Talk, KBDT, in Dallas, Texas. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future, like this storm involving the presidency. Look at the headline of Drudge right now. President under siege. The whole administration is under siege. President Trump's future is under siege. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. When there's a storm coming, you need to be protected. I'm not talking about Stormy. I'm talking about a storm. But Stormy is a storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle. But call them even if you don't want the 1-ounce Silver Eagle, or call them even if you've already gotten the 1-ounce Silver Eagle, because you're going to want to talk to them about their number one product, which has beaten the Dow by 3-1 since 1970. And they've been in business for 30 years, so it's a very impressive company. Tangible Investments, call toll-free 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Main product has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's a long period of time, and that's an impressive victory. So congratulations, Tangible Investments, TII1.com. All right, Megan Barth, will you have her back to talk about Zuckerberg and Facebook? Now, here's the deal. I'm just a very busy guy, and I was out at meetings today with the new CEO of USA Radio Network, who's visiting Vegas for the National Broadcasters event, NAB, National Association of Broadcasters. So I was with Fred, and I didn't have any time to watch the Facebook hearings, so I didn't see them. But you're the type who probably knows everything about them. Did you watch them today, literally?
No, I couldn't. I had a bunch of radio hits, and I had an in-studio recording, so you know, I was trying to catch as much as I could on Twitter and as much as I could on the radio.
All right, so what's your sense of what you read about the whole thing? What happened? I know everything else in the news except today's Facebook hearing, so fill me in. I'm your audience looking to get educated.
Well, I think what was really kind of trending on Twitter was the true ignorance of many of the congressional representatives that didn't really understand social media. I mean, we're talking about many of our congressional representatives who are pushing 80 at this point and aren't really high users of social media, much like my generation and younger, like Mark Zuckerberg's. And so that was one. I think it was pretty apparent that even Dan Pfeiffer, the Obama acolyte and former, I believe, campaign chief, had said that it would have been nice if they were better prepared by their staff to ask more pertinent questions, that their ignorance of tech was really showing. However, what I really wanted to gain out of this hearing, and I'm hoping that when I watch the highlights and rewatch the hearing, that there were plenty of congressmen that asked why Facebook exclusively partnered with the Barack Obama campaign in 2012 and allowed them free and unfettered access to close to 100 million profiles. And they knew it was unethical when they were doing it. However, they said as long as Obama's campaign stopped harvesting all of the hundreds of millions of pieces of data through Facebook, which they gave to them for free, as long as they stopped doing it the day after the election, it was fine because Facebook was on Team Obama. I'd like to have more explanation of why all of a sudden is Cambridge Analytica the boogeyman. Well, probably because they worked with Trump. But Cambridge Analytica basically duplicated what the Obama campaign did in 2012. If Cambridge Analytica provided some of that information to the Trump campaign or similar information to the Trump campaign in 2016, and all of a sudden it's time for congressional elections and more, congressional testimony and hearings and more regulation.
I wanted to mention to you, it just came across my desk, that Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, asked Mark Zuckerberg, he said to Mark Zuckerberg, your user agreement sucks. And Zuckerberg seemed to be kind of speechless about that. And then Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska stumped Zuckerberg over hate speech. He asked him, can you define hate speech? Zuckerberg pauses for a moment with a perplexed look on his face and struggles to answer the question.
Perfect. That's a perfect question by Ben Sasse, because I did see a clip with Ted Cruz and Mark Zuckerberg, whereby Ted Cruz was asking if there was a political bias, and Mark Zuckerberg responded, well, you know, we do filter out hate speech. Well, who determines what hate speech is? Let's not forget it was the Democrats that created that term.
You know what's going on in California, right?
To censor anybody who does not agree with them, or that word is applied to anyone who might trigger someone and cause microaggressions. Diamond and Silk, for example, are considered a danger to the community. Now, you tell me how two black conservative Trump-supporting women are dangerous to the community. Why? Because their views don't coincide with the progressive view of America?
Yeah, well, are you aware of the California state senator who is now trying to criminalize fake news? And
yeah, the communist Chinese guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Put a bill forth that says that...
communists always find a home in the Democrat Party. Don't you find that odd? I mean, they always do. Communists, Marxists, socialists, they always align best with the Democrat Party. That should tell you everything about the Democrat Party and their platform.
Well, I always hear a debate between what's interesting, socialism and communism. Well, first of all, it's not much. The only difference is socialism is the economic system of a communist society, but the difference is communism is a political philosophy, and communism is where they brainwash you and send you to re-education camps and murder you. And this guy in California, let's see, his name is Richard Pan, California State Senator Richard Pan, and he is more of a communist than either a Marxist or a socialist, because he seems to believe in re-education camps and censorship and banning and deciding what is right and what is wrong, what's fake and what's real, and putting the government in charge of that, even if the government happens to be prejudiced and biased. So it's very scary. I mean, they're trying to criminalize talk on the Internet, an opinion on the Internet. Very scary.
Well, they've already criminalized speech on the radio airwaves as well as the television airwaves. Let's not forget that the censorship campaign that was really started by Media Matters against Sean Hannity, as well as Media Matters against Laura Ingraham with their mouthpiece David Hogg, that was a censorship campaign. See, when the Democrats tried to pass the Fairness Doctrine, you remember that, that was simply censorship of talk radio. They did not want conservative voices on talk radio because it was challenging their power and their collectivist talking points. And so what they couldn't accomplish legislatively by passing the Fairness Doctrine, the Democrats just simply used their weaponized non-for-profits like Media Matters to attack free speech. They also labeled free speech as hate speech. And the list goes on and on how the Democrats are really, truly acting much like Pan. Pan is just more of a vocal proponent of communist ideas. But also don't forget Portland, Oregon, where the bakers wouldn't bake a cake for a lesbian couple, and they were not only fined $100,000 or so dollars and put into bankruptcy, they too were forced by a judge to go to a re-education camp.
Yes, they were. And Sasse, by the way, Ben Sasse said to Zuckerberg today, and this is a quote, can you imagine a world where you might decide that pro-lifers are prohibited from speaking, Sasse asked, because it might be unsettling to people who've had an abortion to have an open debate on that, wouldn't it be? And Zuckerberg's response, that is a really hard question. No, Mark, it's not a hard question. I have every right to tell a person who's had an abortion that I disagree and you shouldn't be allowed to have one, and I have every right actually to say it's murder. Certainly you have a right to say it's questionable and maybe you killed your kid. You have a right to say that. Of course they're going to be offended. Of course little snowflakes are going to melt away, and abortion is even a big issue for me. To be honest with you, it's like 99 out of 100 issues for me. But the reality is everyone has a right to tell their opinion on abortion, not only the side that's pro-choice. And he
doesn't
get it.
Well, and it's not only opinion on abortion, it's opinion on illegal immigration, it's opinion on a variety of issues that the Democrats refuse to debate. And when the Democrats make debate impossible or conversation impossible, escalation is inevitable. And this is what we're really seeing right now, people might not realize we're fighting censorship, but we really are. Once censorship gets a hold, and it has gotten a hold on our college campuses, and this is why the generation of Mark Zuckerbergs and the following generations behind Mark Zuckerbergs or in front of Mark Zuckerbergs aren't going to be exposed to ideas. They aren't going to be exposed to debate. They are simply being taught in an indoctrinative bubble that only the left way of thinking is the right way of thinking. You now have grade schools that are removing he and she from their dialogue, further confusing young children that gender is not scientific. And you have this censorship campaign going on to demonize anybody who chooses to think differently or believe differently than the collective.
All right. And by the way, speaking of the raid of the lawyer's office for Donald Trump, today the Fox offices in London were raided by the European Commission investigators, meaning Fox, meaning Rupert Murdoch's offices for Fox, raided in London. So we've just got a situation here where the government is coming after all the conservatives. They're coming after us all, the swamp. Not just liberals, the establishment swamp is coming after us. Megan Barth, ReaganBait.com. Thanks for coming on, Megan. We'll take all the calls when we get back. War now.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
War.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn. War Now, this show is moving up with a bullet. And so it's a good time to mention Bullet Blocker, the sponsor of this segment of the show. How's that for a segue, Chris? Show is rising like a bullet, baby. And we're here to talk about Bullet Blocker. Great sponsor. Great name, great product. If you're a parent and you have kids and you don't look into Bullet Blocker, you are out of your mind, okay? You're crazy. You need a straitjacket. Sometimes you just find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Even inserts that go inside a kid's book or notebook. The insert means you hold the book up and they shoot you, and the bullet hits the book and bounces off. It gives your kids the gift of life because all these products and all this clothing, it protects like police body armor. Great job, Joe Curran. Great job, Bullet Blocker. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% off any purchase. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Let's grab a few calls. Cyrus has been on the line, and Richie's up next. My good buddy Richie is up next. Cyrus, you're up first. How are you, man?
Hello?
Cyrus, are you there? You've been waiting a long time.
Yes, it's me. Yes.
There you are. You well, probably had me on speakerphone. I get it. How you doing, Cyrus?
Yes. I just want to let you know, wow, I've been at Town Hall's events, Yovana Cancella, at Chris G., and I was at a UNLV DACA TPS event, which is an organization by NextGen, funded by Tom Sawyer, and I believe it's also backed by Soros and Murin. And they're trying to basically get the youth vote to manipulate our political landscape and put our lives in jeopardy. So when I asked those people at the end of the event and I filmed them, they were ignoring me. They were running away from me. And I wasn't raising my voice. I was giving my opinions at the UNLV hallway. And then they called the police on me. And it's just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, they have become the fascists.
Right. No debate. I understand.
They're
terrible.
You. They don't even want to discuss you. Say, hey, make a deal with us. Put American citizens first. I didn't even use the I word. I didn't even use the deportation term. And it's just they just don't care. They just want to pump up people like Jackie Rosen and Cortez Masto to take our gun rights, to take our property rights, to make us into the next California or Los Angeles. And I can't believe that there were cops. I mean, see the video I posted on Facebook. I wasn't loud at all. In fact, there was one of the attendees that shook hands with me.
Yeah, it's look, you're not allowed, you're surprised, you're shocked, Cyrus, you're not allowed to talk in the presence of liberals. They want to send you to re-education camp, you know that. You must be aware of that.
And it was so shocking, very few people on that campus wanted to have a civil discussion with me.
Well, you know, nobody on any college campus, they're all snowflakes, they're going to call the police on you if you even mention a wall.
Well, excuse me, Yovana Cancela has a huge wall around her gated subdivision at the Las Vegas Country Club. That sounds hypocritical.
Yeah, well, how about Mark Zuckerberg? There's the most liberal snowflake billionaire in the world. And Mark Zuckerberg has a giant wall around his estate.
They all have giant walls,
Cyrus, all of them. Everyone has giant walls. By the way, I do too. But at least I'm not a hypocrite. I believe in walls. I want a wall around my house. I want a wall around my community. I want a wall between us and Mexico. And I want a wall between Nevada and California. We need a wall. All right, Cyrus, thanks for the call. We got my buddy Richie, who said he'd call in and give us a little story, a little background on the Southern District in New York, which is coming after Donald Trump. Richie, how are you? You're on with Wayne Root. Richie, are you there?
Here, Wayne, how are you?
There you go. You got to get off the speakerphone. There you go.
I'm off it now.
We got a couple minutes. Maybe we got a minute and a half, so speak fast. What do you know about the Southern District of New York and how corrupt
it is? Here's what I know. They go after all the big money people. They go after any kind of gamblers they can or any big money people because Schumer and Obama, with Schumer's lead and Obama behind them, hired all of their own U.S. assistant U.S. attorneys, and they made 20 of them federal judges over the last 8 years. They've got a good friend of mine who has a lot of money on a nothing gambling because he gambled overseas online, and they fined him $6 million. $6 million for gambling overseas. They rob everybody, and that's why they had this raid yesterday, because the Southern District of New York is all Schumer and Obama. If you could check Schumer's and Obama's phone, you see the calls back and forth, I guarantee it. And that abusive power little punk that Obama had, that Trump had to fire because he wouldn't quit. Preet Bharara, who used to be in charge, is their puppet, and he couldn't stand that he was going to be out of the loop getting all that money that I'm sure the Clinton Foundation pays them all off.
All right, Richie, we got to run, but I get your gist. It's Obama, it's Clinton, it's Schumer in charge in the Southern District of New York, all enemies of Trump and you and I and everyone listening. Wayne Allyn, War Now. The system is corrupt. The swamp.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War.
USA Radio News.
After weeks of speculation, growing public anger, and questions over the future of online digital privacy, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress for the first time today. Take a listen to a little bit of the exchange between Senator Ted Cruz and Zuckerberg.
There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page.
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
just moments ago, talked about our sponsor, Bullet Blocker. Now we talk about our sponsor, Blue Blocker. We call them the Blocker Brothers, Bullet Blocker and Blue Blocker. No relation. You'd almost think that it's the same company, right? Bullet Blocker and Blue Blocker, like, you know, decided let's get together and have kids and call them, you know, twin blockers. But they're not. Created and founded Blue Blockers like 25 years ago, and he sold over 2 million, excuse me, over 20 million pairs. And Joe Curran, another Joe, by the way, invented a bullet blocker and with all these bulletproof vests and clothing and backpacks for your kids. And they have no relation to one another. As a matter of fact, Joe Curran is in Massachusetts, and Joe Sugarman of Blue Blocker is in Las Vegas with me. And he's a great friend and a great guy. How good are blue blockers? Well, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you could own, blocking 100% of UVA, UVB, and the very dangerous blue light. And they're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and it won't shatter. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95, two pairs for $39.95. It's an amazing deal. You know, sunglasses cost a lot of money nowadays. Now, if you go in a like a store at the airport, you know, those airport stores, newspaper stores, they sell papers, magazines, sundry items. They've always got sunglasses for $20. They're pieces of junk. Every time I buy them, they're broken within like a day or within an hour. You know, or I break them in my luggage on the airplane, or I break them when I get home. But for $20, you get what you get, and the lens is just horrible. It doesn't do anything to protect you from the sun. This is the best sunglass money can buy. It looks as good and as stylish as sunglasses that cost hundreds of dollars. You get one pair for $29.95, two pairs for $39.95, and summer is upon us. The sun is out, spring is in the air, and soon it'll be beach season, and you need these sunglasses, whether you're at the beach, the pool, or just driving, to protect your eyes. So call them now, 800-722-7777. Get two pairs for $39.95, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, Blue Blocker Sunglasses. All right. We've got our guest, James Herson, on the line. Don't forget, in hour number three, we've got Newsmax TV coming up. We'll have a great guest there tonight, too, Greg Woolridge. I don't have guests too often. They've got to be great ones. He's a candidate for the governor of Oregon. He's in a Republican primary. He's a 27-year United States Navy captain, only commanding officer to lead the Navy's precision aerobatic team, the Blue Angels, for three separate tours, and we'll have him on our show. So he's running for governor of Oregon, and he was the leader of the Navy Blue Angels. Very cool guy. We've got James Herson on the line now, also a very cool guy, because normally he's on to talk about Hollywood and Hollywood gossip, but he also teaches law. He's a law professor who teaches at law school, knows as much about the law as anyone you're going to want to meet. His website is jamesherson.com, and we need a guy like him at this point in time, with attorney-client privilege being shattered by the DOJ and the FBI and the U.S. Attorney in New York. James Herson, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you. It is a sad time for America, but it's important that we talk about it, and I'm glad to talk with you about it, Wayne.
All right, so I kind of know nothing about the law, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not an expert, although I do play one on TV. I don't know if you know that, but for the last 15 years, I'm always either on TV or radio as a spokesman for different law firms. And so I do play a lawyer on TV. When I walk in restaurants in Vegas, everyone always says, Mr. Root, he's the attorney. I'm not an attorney, but I play one on TV ads in Vegas during the news. And so all I could tell you is I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University, and I believe, even though I'm a law and order Republican, I'm usually lock them up, I'm a guy who believes very strongly that government overreaches all the time, and police arrest the wrong people all the time, and people are in jail for many years for something they didn't do all the time. Nothing is more important than attorney-client privilege. You have to feel you could say anything in the world to your attorney, and they cannot say it to anyone else. And if you violate that and you ruin that, then you're ruining the relationship, like between a priest and a parishioner inside the booth. It's the same thing. Your attorney's got to be like your priest. And I've told my attorney, my business attorney, all kinds of things, that it's none of the government's business. I never imagined government can ever raid an attorney's office. Is this not shocking?
This is very unprecedented. It is shocking. And let's talk about that a little bit, about the attorney-client privilege, because, look, we live under a system that at least ostensibly stands for the notion of due process. That is the idea that people are going to get a fair shake if they're accused of crime. They're going to be able to confront witnesses. They're going to be able to be judged by a jury of their peers. All of that is under the umbrella of what is called due process. The whole idea of a privilege for lawyers, if we think of it now, it's easy to understand if you think of someone accused of a crime. They're going to go and hire a defense lawyer. They have to be encouraged and induced and capable of speaking freely. Telling the truth to the lawyer is critical for the lawyer to mount a defense. If they're worried that what they say to their lawyer can be used against them, can be discovered by an early morning raid of the FBI, they're not going to be able to be open and tell the truth with the lawyer. That is the number one reason that that we have an attorney-client privilege. Also, we have the Fifth Amendment that says that people are not to be compelled to testify against themselves. And that privilege would be weakened if you go talk to your attorney or you communicate with text or emails or whatever, and then what you say ends up being seized by the police. So this was a very, very unprecedented action. And we're dealing with a sort of out-of-control special counsel office that, you know, has staffed itself and engaged in the kind of activity that they would engage in if they were going after the mafia or drug dealers, a drug cartel, with these real heavy-handed approaches, early morning raids, etc. So if someone was going to raid the personal lawyer of you know, a client, of a subject or target, whatever it may be, the magistrate, the judge, you know, call the magistrate that signs the warrant would demand a very high bar. There has to be a serious crime in question and some real strong evidence. And we don't know what's in that search warrant, but if I were going to guess, I think it's weak. I think it's all Stormy Daniels stuff. It's a weak, weak argument about in-kind contributions, which are an administrative violation and would never call for this kind of heavy-handedness. And if that's what it turns out to be, in other words, the much-publicized $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, and that somehow that benefited the Trump campaign, that does not justify this kind of a warrant. And that means, once again, we're looking at scandalous behavior by the special counsel working together with Rod Rosenstein and the Justice Department. And where in the world is Jeff Sessions? How could he allow the department he's the head of to be involved in this kind of tag team violation of the Constitution? It is, that's why I said it's a tragic day. Somebody wrote on my Facebook page gleefully about how there's big trouble, you know, for the president. I responded, there's big trouble for all of us. If this turns out to be what I believe it is, it's a banana republic kind of an act. And right now, it doesn't appear that anyone has the gumption yet to hold this group accountable. Because, you know, this thing where supposedly there's some conflicting things, but in the original reports, it says that Mueller found out about a criminal matter, got evidence, and, quote, referred it.
Yes, to the New York attorney and the FBI, right?
The New York U.S. attorney in the Southern District. That is a bunch of hogwash, because this is, you know, this is tag team. They all know each other. They're all good buddies. Rod Rosenstein used to be in that office. So this is just political cover. It is all Mueller.
All right, so let me mention a couple things. Let me break in, James, and mention a couple of things. First of all, I just had a caller who's been a friend of mine for several years here in Las Vegas. And I'll only say his first name is Richie, Richard. And he has had dealings with the Southern office, Southern District of New York. And he called in right before you to say that all the attorneys in the Southern District of New York are shakedown artists. And they all were friends or appointees of Obama's and Clinton's. And they're all friends with Schumer. He said, have you ever looked at the Southern District attorney or attorneys, prosecutors, U.S. attorney? They're on speed dial to Chuck Schumer. And this is all Schumer's doing. And they're all shakedown artists, always looking to shake down businessmen for money and Republican donors, go after them and shake them down. So I think that makes sense. And then number two, did you see the article in the New York Post, in the New York Post today about their claim, New York Post, is they know exactly what they were looking for in this raid of Michael Cohen's office. Did you see that article?
I didn't see the one in the New York Post.
So let me tell you what they claim they have ascertained they were looking for. Number one, Stormy Daniels' information on you know, whether that was a bad deal. Number two is the girl, I think it's Karen McDougal, the other girl he spoke to.
The Playboy girl.
Yes, like these are crimes. This is a Playboy billionaire 10 years ago as a private citizen having sex. Who cares what he did? And then number three, they said the attorney himself, Cohen, owes $40,000 in back taxes for taxi medallions he owns. Oh, my God. This is what the nation is wasting their time and money on? This is insanity. Don't go anywhere, James. There's the music. We'll be right back. More with James Hertzner, legal expert and law professor. Wayne Allyn-Root, Warren Al, USA Radio. Coming up in about 15 minutes. It's Newsmax TV. We'll see you there. Be right back.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
War no.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
That's the only one that's questionable. Of all the new music we've got, I want you to go back. I think I bought five of them for the station and for my show. And that one is questionable. I think we got to find a different one because that reminds me of Michael Savage's music. And I never want to copy anybody else's sounds, just like Michael Savage. I think he's got that exact tune coming into his show. So I'm just leaving that note for Chris, my board op, and sharing that with my audience as well. Never want to copy the great Michael Savage. Want to have my own signature at all times. So we'll get a different one for bumper music for that one. It's good high energy, but it just sounds like Savage to me. I think it's the exact one. We've got James Hurston on the line, but we also have a sponsor we got to thank, Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. Everybody knows you need omega-3s, but they came along, Purity Products, and they created one that ended the debate. It's not fish oil, it's not krill oil, it's both. Because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart, krill oil for your joints, together in one tiny pill. Very important to me. I like very small pills. I can't stand those horse pills. They just don't go down my throat. And they will guarantee you feel better in 7 days. So sure about it, they'll send you a free bottle. So put it to the test. The debate's over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. You automatically get your omega-3s, but it's both fish oil and krill oil, so you're not taking any chances. The debate's over. Now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call toll-free anywhere in the United States, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. All right, we've got James Hurston with us. We're continuing our conversation because he's a law professor and a legal expert and teaches at law schools. I think it's a question that just has to be asked. Is there any reason why Donald Trump can't fire everyone from Jeff Sessions to Robert Mueller to Mueller's whole staff to Rod Rosenstein? Why shouldn't he do a clean sweep and fire them all late on Friday afternoon?
There's not a legal prohibition for him to do that. It's all political, and there, you know, people are divided on whether he should. But I'll tell you one thing. The timing is critical because he needs to use the recess appointment. In other words, you know, it's like whack-a-mole in the Justice Department. You get rid of one person, and another swamp creature pops up to take their place.
Right.
And so the president needs to be able to appoint, you know, Joe DiGenova as Attorney General if he fires Sessions. He needs to be able to appoint Rudy Giuliani. He needs to be able to appoint people that are going to care, and they will not get approved by Congress. So he has to use the recess appointment, And they know that. And actually, Nancy Pelosi had said that they're going to keep Congress in session so as to not allow a recess appointment. I don't think they have the fortitude to do that. But that's where we stand. It's a political thing. And you got to ask yourself, if he were to go forward and fire everybody right now, would the Republicans that are never Trumpers in mass turn on him and then enable the Democrats essentially to get articles of impeachment in the House and a conviction in the Senate, and then they remove him from office? And that's their end game. That's what this is moving towards.
Yes.
And it's all political because the midterms are critical. If the Democrats get the numbers, they will impeach the president.
What do you think of the idea of firing Sessions and firing Rod Rosenstein, but keeping Mueller, but appointing a special counselor to investigate the FBI, the DOJ, and the Mueller investigation?
Well, I mean, I love that scenario. I mean, I do. It's just, again, it's the problem. Let's say you fire Sessions right now. Rosenstein will be in charge of the Department of Justice.
Well, you got to fire Rosenstein and Sessions. You got to fire them both.
Then you fire Rosenstein and Sessions, and then there are other players that, according to the line of succession in the Department of Justice, will be that temporary attorney general. And if it's not a time where you can appoint, you know, a recess appointment, you end up with somebody like a Sally Yates, who is a swamp creature, and that's the problem.
And you can't put your own person in there to replace them instantly? You have to wait for approval from the House or the Senate? What is it?
Yeah, they have to. It has to go through the normal procedure and get approved. The attorney general is a member of the cabinet, and so you have to do that, just like Mueller went through and got approval.
What if someone's already gone through and gotten approval for a different agency? In other words, what if you wanted to name Ben Carson? I know you can't. He's not an attorney. But I'm saying, Ben Carson, if he's already been approved as HUD, can't you stick him into the attorney general?
You could do it in a recess appointment. See, that I think the recess appointment is the way to handle this.
And when does the recess appointment come up? When is the recess?
It's when they take their summer recess. Which
so that's
is
not for another couple of months, maybe, right?
It's like maybe it's more than a month away. That's true.
Ugh.
And the IG report could come out before then, and that could help, you know, change the balance. But you know what's very interesting is that we know that the mainstream media doesn't have principles anymore, and they really don't care about civil liberties. But now that the attorney-client privilege, as the president said, has basically died in this terrible raid, all of a sudden, all these articles appear, the Washington Post, NPR, Politico, others, saying, oh, the president's wrong. The attorney-client privilege is alive, and here's how it's defined.
Yeah. I disagree. I'm with you. There can't be asterisks about attorney-client privilege. You either have it or you don't, or no one will ever trust their attorney again. The whole system breaks down. And there's no rule of law, and there's no law and order. You can't do it. There's got to be blanket attorney-client privilege. They have no right to raid an attorney's office ever. Sacrosanct. Thank you, James Herson. His website's jamesherson.com. Wayne Allyn, War Now, right back in my suit on Newsmax TV.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.